Hello, this is Bill Lytell with some wisdom for your walk. Excuse my voice a little bit. I'm having some trouble with it. I say ahead of time before anything else goes on, forgive some of the interruptions I may have. I have a burden to give you some wisdom today. Acts chapter 26, verse 18, Paul gives explicitly the reason that God wanted him to go out and to reach the Gentiles. Paul had a ministry to the Gentiles. Peter had a ministry to the Jews, but Paul had a ministry to the Gentiles. And Jesus says it this way, and this is Paul's recollection of this in Acts chapter 26, 18. He says, I want you to go to the Gentiles, and here's what I want you to do. To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light. From the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Of course, Jesus is speaking. That's the call of Paul the Apostle to the people around him. The thing I want to emphasize is not just that's just our call also, I would say, but it's something only God can do through us. I cannot make people understand the Word of God. I can preach a Word of God, teach a Word of God, and do whatever I can with the Word of God, but it's God who opens their eyes. Now, he uses us to do it, and he doesn't use angels to do it. He told people, us people, to go in the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He didn't tell angels to do that. So he needs you, and he wants to enlist you to go around telling people about him, that God to open and in some indirect way through the Holy Spirit's partnership to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they can receive forgiveness of sins and of course inheritance in heaven. But that whole thing on to open their eyes, I take you back to 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 15 through 17. Elisha had been getting revelation from God on the enemies of Syria, and the king of Syria was just frustrated about the whole thing. You can read this later. And he sent his soldiers to capture Elisha and bring him back to Syria. And the soldiers gathered around a little city he was in called Dothan and completely surrounded the city. And the guy that was with Elisha said, went out there and looked at all them soldiers around the city and says, "Oh, master, what do we do? How do we do this?" And I pick up in verse 15, "When the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, master, how shall we do? And he answered, Fear not, for they that are with us are more than they that are with them." Think about that. Of course, that young man, as he's looking at all them soldiers around there, goes, "What in the world is he talking about?" And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes." There's that phrase again. "Open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Oh, that God would give his people the ability to see the invisible, to see the unseen. Oh, that God would use us to help people see the gospel and their lost condition in Christ on the cross, his death, burial, and resurrection, that they could be saved. Oh, that God would open their eyes. And oh, that God would open our eyes as we read the Bible. I think of Luke chapter 24, verse 44 through 45. Jesus had been on the road to Emmaus and picked up two of his disciples, brought them back into a room with the rest of the disciples, and Jesus appeared in their midst, and they were shocked. It was after the resurrection. They were shocked, and he said, "Hey, don't be afraid. A spirit has not flesh and bones like I have." And he took a piece of meat to prove it and ate with them. And they were amazed, of course, to see. You would have been amazed too, amen. And he began to teach them, and he said unto them, "These are the words which I spake unto you, which I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets of Psalm." That's the three major divisions of the Old Testament concerning me. So he says, I want you to understand about me and what was written about me in the Old Testament, the only Bible they had. And this is the verse I want to speak about, is Luke 24:45. "Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures." Oh, that God would open my eyes when I read the Bible. That he would open my eyes and understand the scriptures. I think in 1 Corinthians 2:14, where it says, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. They're foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they're spiritually discerned." Oh, that God would give us spiritual discernment. Right now, as you're listening to this podcast, and when this thing's over, why don't you just say, "Oh, God, please, in Jesus' name, for the shed blood of the Lord Jesus and for the sake of the gospel, help my eyes to be open when I read the Bible, that I would apply it not to everybody around me, but to myself. That I would endeavor to obey through the power of the Holy Spirit those things which you've talked to us about." And oh, God, would that the people around me, when I speak the word of God and try to take up conversations about Jesus, oh, that would you open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they could receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance in heaven. Oh, my heart cry in this podcast is that God could use me, and I've cried this many, many years to him day after day. Oh, that God would use me somehow. I'm not usable if God won't use me. People can't have their eyes open unless the Holy Spirit opened their eyes. Unless Jesus opened them boys' understanding in Luke 24, they would not have understood the scriptures. But we can understand the scriptures because you're born again believers out there. You have the Holy Spirit within you. He's a great interpreter. He's the writer of the Bible. And he can show you what it means. Keep you out of trouble. Keep you out of unbalance and extremes. And help you to have a balanced biblical understanding of what God wants. I hope this helps you in some way. Just the whole phrase on opening their eyes, whether it be the servant of Elisha at Dothan who got his eyes open, or those boys meeting the resurrected Christ, or the very call of Paul to the ministry. May God do a ministry of opening the understanding and the eyes of not only ourselves, but of people around us. A little bit of wisdom for you all.